We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Joaquim O'Malley Macias. It's Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. Yesterday, renowned actor and musician Tyler James Williams came to visit the Illini Union as a speaker. Students lined the entire building in excitement to attend Williams' panel. The actor lamented on his various roles throughout his 26-year career, including Emmy Award-winning role Gregory Eddy on Abbott Elementary and his role as Chris on Everybody Hates Chris. Williams maintained a humble and calm demeanor throughout his stay and offered sage wisdom to students aspiring to be creatives. Students cheered and applauded as he spoke on his role as a leader on screen and his love for music and acting being vital for the success of his various roles throughout his career. Local African American history is set to be put on display through markers on the UIUC campus. Through the partnership of the African American Heritage Trail and Champaign County, 7 markers are set to be put on display. The campus markers will feature William F. Ernest, Maudell Tanner Brown Bosfield, Walter Thomas Bailey, and Beverly Lorraine Green, Project 500, Albert R. Lee, as well as the Bruce D. Nesbitt African American Cultural Center and St. Elmo Brady. These 7 markers took a total of 4 years to research, design, and install. This Saturday, House of Representatives passed $95 billion in aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The aid package allocates $61 billion to be sent to Ukraine, $26 billion to Israel, humanitarian relief for Gaza, and $8 billion to Taiwan and regional allies. Representatives from Illinois had split support for the aid. House Representatives Baczynski and LaHood voted in full support for all 3 countries' aid packages. Representative Bost and Miller only supported aid to Israel. Representatives Jackson, Garcia, and Ramirez supported aid to Ukraine only. The package will go to the Senate, which could pass as soon as Tuesday. The Illinois Fighting Illini's Luke Good has entered the transfer portal. Originally from Fort Wayne, Indiana, the 6'7" legacy athlete is predicted to be matched with Indiana University after 3 seasons at the University of Illinois. Good committed to Illinois as a 4-star recruit in the class of 2021 and ranked number 103 in the country. At the time, Good was not given an offer from Indiana. This past season, Good has achieved 6 double-digit scoring games. Of these 6, he managed to win over Indiana University by 11 points on January 27th. This past school year, Good averaged 5.7 points and 3.6 rebounds while playing over a span of 21.1 minutes per game. He had a hand at Illinois achieving the number 3 seed in the NCAA tournament and a spot in the Elite 8. To get a win against IU, especially the home state team, is special. It means a little bit more each year. So, it's good to get a win, said Good. Contributing reporting for this newscast was provided by Joaquim O'Malley Macias, Shane Werner, Joy Casata, and Alice May. Our deputy news directors are Elisa Eaton and Caitlin Devitt, and our news director is Michael Sweeney. For WPGU News, I'm Joaquim O'Malley Macias.